Your afternoon on ABC Radio. If you have tried your hand at basket weaving before, you are part of an ancient practice which has been around in all sorts of cultures for thousands of years. And there's a group of basket weavers who've been getting together for years and keeping the practice alive, often using materials they've gathered from the side of the road or in their garden. And the ABC's reporter Georgie Burgess has stepped into one of their meetings to see some of their basket weaving in action.
I'm Lee Cole, I'm a member of the Tasmanian Basket Makers Group.
And how did you get involved with this group?
Well, I come from a family of basket makers, so I can go back seven generations to the UK, so it's probably in my blood somewhere.
Wow, and is it just a hobby for you?
Yeah, just a play. I mean, I was a teacher in another life and I used it in my classroom. This is one of three groups that meet around the state, so there's sort of about 70 of us in Tasmania, but there's a much broader network around the nation and around the world, and we all interconnect over, you know, various technologies and activities and things.
And I imagine for your family that you mentioned, that would have been as a paying job, not just a hobby.
Oh, yes, it was your daily bread, really. I mean, my grandfather's family ran fruit and vegetable and flower gardens in the fenland of Cambridgeshire. Willow basketry was the winter activity. They used willows along the edges of the drains to hold the banks together, and then over at the end of summer, in autumn, they would have harvested the willows, stored them and then turned them into product, which then was used to transport their fruit and veggies to market.
Is it a hobby that waxes and wanes in popularity, or has there always been a solid amount of people into basket weaving in Tasmania?
Well, basket making in Tasmania's been here since time immemorial, because the indigenous community is still making baskets out of the materials that they find. But from a European perspective, basketry came with the convicts. So if you look at the records at Port Arthur, they had a basketry business. And then in early colonial days, we had basketry firms. Right up until the 60s, people were making baskets in Hobart, Bridges Brothers and Wignall's. There was a demand for basketry items. And indeed, if you look today in crafts and handwork shops and places all across from shiploads up, you'll find examples of basketry ware. I mean, basketry is really so ancient that it probably predates ceramic.
And where do you get your materials from?
Sides of roads, out of gardens, people drop it on your front lawn. I mean, ultimately, it is sort of the ultimate recycling. I mean, it's getting more difficult to find traditional materials. I mean, in Tasmania, willow is a noxious weed, so you've really got to sort of go further afield to look for that. But there's plenty of other materials people grow in their gardens. As long as it's got linear strength, you can use it. Iris leaves, Watsonia leaves, you know, lots of garden leaf material, and shrubs and trees as well. So the option for finding material hasn't been exhausted yet.
Can you talk me through what you're working on here at the moment?
Well, this is a wall piece that I've made out of some storm debris. This is the inflorescence from the Canary Island palm. And I was out on a walk in Newtown one afternoon with my wife, and we came across two of these inflorescences that had been blown out in the storm lying in the gutter, and they needed rescuing. So I took them home and disassembled it, and I've just woven it using traditional skills to create this wall piece. So it starts off from the centre and radiates out, so it's using a traditional technique of paired weaving over various stakes, and then I've crossed some over and I've introduced some handmade string which I rolled out of iris and garden leaves.
What do you do with all your pieces?
Sometimes it's a matter of just stick it in the shed, but in the last few years the basket makers collectively have run a stall at the Deloraine Craft Fair, Tasmanian Craft Fair. And so, so people tend to make and create and sell. But there are several outlets around the state where people put their wares up for sale. Mm-hmm. And it's also word of mouth. But I give them away as gifts too. I mean, people like to get something that's handmade.
Mm. And we're here at the Moona Arts Centre on a Monday with the basket weaving group. What usually happens when this group meets?
Well, people usually rock up with their most current project, and there's quite a bit of conversation and gossip and chat about the structures, and there's a lot of sharing going on. I mean, the thing about basket making is it's traditionally a community-based activity where people sit down and share the materials and work together. And if you look in, say, in traditional Indigenous communities, it's part of the culture. So I guess the culture here is that there's a lot of sharing and a lot of conversation, a lot of ideas and techniques that people find out from each other.
Yeah, so you sort of help each other learn and grow?
Yeah, it's very collegial, very collegial.
My name is Dee Kendrick and I'm a member of the Moona Basket Weavers.
Can I ask you what you're making? Is that all right?
Good question. I think it's a bowl. And this material that I've actually gathered out of my garden.
And what do you like about this group?
Well, I constantly learn different things and gather a bit more knowledge. Yeah, and I enjoy it.
What are you making?
I'm doing string, which is sort of just like, you know, twining this together. So you can make it out of all sorts of different things, and then you can use it actually to weave into your baskets.
What do you like about coming along?
Oh, very much the social side. We have a nice time to kind of catch up with each other and have a laugh, that's important, and exchange ideas, and I think it's just been going for many years now, so we all know each other pretty well, and I think that makes it really fun.
This looks like an interesting piece. I feel like I definitely need to ask what's going on here.
This was an umpteen attempt at making a bicornial basket. So the bicornial baskets were made by the Aboriginal people in the rainforest area around Mount Bartalfrea in Queensland. I'm interested in structures and how structures are put together, and I've been trying for years. So this basket was completed, but the bicornial bit was terrible, so I cut the bicornial and now I'm doing a reverse base, and it's a twined technique of New Zealand flax. Traditionally it would have been used to slake poisonous materials like cycads on the edge of a stream, and because it was made of the skin of the loya cane, that didn't rot down. It was very strong material. All my baskets have a job. They all have work to do, and this will be like another one of these. It's a real pleasure to accompany you shopping. Yep.
And how long have you been a member of the basket weaving group here?
Oh, years. And these are my friends, and we yarn, and it's very wonderful experience. I wish it would go on all day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday as well.
Hi, my name's Kate Fletcher and I come along to the basket weaving group fairly regularly, even though I haven't made a basket for about 20 years.
Why do you come along?
I really love the people, and I guess we're all on the same page because we're all into, you know, using what's out there on the planet and making things that we love and enjoying each other's company as well.
So what do you do when you come along?
I make a lot of upcycled and recycled clothing, like sustainable clothing. So I'm usually stitching. That's my favourite thing to do. It's like my form of meditation. And I guess it's, you know, the way that I contribute to the circular economy is by stitching things. So I'm not so good at being an activist and going out on all those blockades and things anymore. I like collaborating with other people too. I've just done a show and collaborated with a whole lot of other people. And I just enjoy the company of other people when we sit and stitch together and play together, knit together.
And you repair things as well?
Yes, I just spent the last 3 weeks since my last show just repairing my own clothes, just darning really. And I host darning at my house on Thursdays as well as coming here on Monday. So there's plenty of stitching.
So you sit around and stitch and have a chat and watch the basket weavers?
Yeah, it's great, and the people are fabulous, and you learn, you know, people are showing new techniques and things, so you learn new things. In fact, I just said today, I think I've got another basket in me. I think it might be time for me to make another basket 20 years on.
The ABC's Georgie Burgess with members of the Basket Weaving Group, which meets every Monday in the Moona Arts Centre. For September, ABC Hobart set up a temporary office in the centre to bring you stories from Hobart's northern suburbs.